Veritas Academy was chosen by Niche as the number one Christian and private school in Northern Virginia and third in the state of Virginia. Have coffee with the headmaster every Tuesday morning. Schedule your visit now. VeritasAcademyDC.com. VeritasAcademyDC.com.
Patrice Onwuka, good to have you on this big Friday morning in D.C. Thanks for being
Absolutely,
here.
Absolutely, Larry. It's an honor to be here on this day, especially.
Well, and it's an honor to bring to your attention Christina Bennett as well. She's a correspondent with Live Action News, that journalistic entity that does so much great work, shining the light on stories revolving around the abortion issue that the mainstream media just ignores. Really compelling stories, too. And she, of course, is here covering the March for Life and participating in it. Christina, thanks so much for being here. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Well, before I want to get into your personal story and how you came to choose this course for your profession. But first, give us an update on how it's looking. Where are you right now? How cold is it? And my understanding, whenever I watch the March for Life for the last 10 years living here in D.C., is the colder it gets, the higher the enthusiasm seems to be from you guys.
Well, that's actually very true. I've been very cold in the past many years. I'm actually not on the ground yet. I have a later flight, so the live-action team went ahead of me, and they're there right now. They've got some wonderful, beautiful, love them both signs, and I'm going to be there very soon and catching up with them, as well as speaking at the Pro-Life Summit tomorrow, which is a day after the march. But they are there on the ground and ready to go, no matter, you know, how cold it is. They have warmth in their hearts.
Yes.
Christina, this is Patrice. It is an honor to actually be speaking to you. I follow you on Instagram and the work you do.
Awesome.
You are fearless. You are a defender of women. And I love, we've been talking all morning about how the pro-life movement is not just about abortions, as important as stopping abortions, as important as that is, but also providing the support to mothers. You know, your story is amazing. Can you just give us a little snapshot of the life-changing impact that someone had in with your mom, which is why you're here? Tell us a little bit about that.
I will. Thank you. So I grew up in Connecticut, where I still live today. It's a very pro-abortion state, and I never heard abortion talked about at home, and I never actually heard it talked about in any of the churches that I attended growing up, because it's kind of uncommon for a lot of churches to talk about abortion here. So I just never heard a message on it, and I didn't know what to think about it, really. That changed radically for me when someone actually approached me at a church service when I was going to college, and they said, God wants you to know something remarkable happened around the time of your birth. And so I asked my mom, did anything remarkable happen around the time of my birth? And to my shock, she said, yes, I met an angel before you were born, and I do not want to talk to you about it. So that was super weird. My mom had never said anything like that before or since. And so I actually left it alone, because she was very serious when she said, I don't want to talk about it. So I left it alone. I waited a couple months until the summer, and then I approached her again, and I asked her, you know, can you please tell me? And she said, no, you'll hate me. I cannot tell you. Well, eventually I got it out of her that morning. I had cornered her in the bathroom, so I was like, I need to know. And she told me that the angel that she met was actually a janitor in the hospital moments before she had scheduled to abort me. She had scheduled to abort me at Mount Sinai Hospital in Hartford, Connecticut in 1981. She'd paid for the abortion. She'd met with a counselor at the hospital who just really told her, this is the best decision for you to make, didn't offer her any kind of other counsel.
Wow.
And she had the robe on, and she was about to go into the waiting room. Wow. And this African-American janitor saw her crying in the hallway, and she walked up to her, lifted up her chin, and said, do you want to have this baby? My mother said yes, even though she was in the hospital gown. She said yes, and the janitor said, God will give you the strength. And she really resonated with that message from the stranger, and she ended up going to get her stuff. But when she did, the doctor called her into his office, and horribly, she saw blood on the floor from the last abortion. It was just a really disgusting scene. And she told the doctor, I've changed my mind, I want to leave. But he said no. He said, you've already paid for this. And she said, "But I've changed my mind, I want to go." And he said, you're just nervous. You're nervous, you're going to get through this. She said, no, I want to keep my baby. And then he yelled at her and said, don't leave this room. And she ran out. she called my dad on the payphone, because it was 1981, so it's when they had payphones in lobbies. And she called my dad on the payphone, and she told him I didn't go through with it. And they tried their best to make it work. They got married. It only lasted a year, their marriage. But they, you know, they've always both been in my life, you know, through joint custody. And, you know, I've always both supported me, even now as an adult. And my mother had no intention of ever telling me that story. She just put it into her, you know, deep into the recesses of her heart, was never going to tell me. But when I approached her and said, you know, someone at church told me that God said something remarkable happened around the time of my birth, she was like, oh, no. And she knew she had to tell me, so she told me. And little did she know that I would tell everybody for the rest of my life. So.
And you are, your story is so amazing, and I'll say particularly because you are a Black woman, and
I am.
Abortions are five times, Black women abort babies at a rate of five times to one for white women. Talk about the impact of abortion on the Black community.
Mm. Sure. Well, I never knew growing up the fact that the abortion industry, particularly Planned Parenthood, in its inception, had a Negro project, and they literally hired Black ministers to go into the communities and to promote. At the time, it was birth control because abortion wasn't legal. But Margaret Sanger, who founded Planned Parenthood, she had an intention to weed out people of color. And so she targeted communities of color with this message that, oh, I want to offer you abortion. I want to offer you birth control as something that's going to help your community, when that's couldn't be farther from the truth. And so now, you know, years later, 78% of abortion surgical facilities are located in lower-income minority communities. And then you've got some states, like Connecticut, where we pay for abortion through the Medicaid program. So it's just horrible, but 75% of the abortions in our state are paid for by taxpayer dollars, which is really an incentive when girls are struggling. They can think, oh, okay, well, all I have to do is swipe my card, and, you know, I can get out of this situation, and I can have this abortion, and the government's going to pay for it. So that's part of the reason why you see these high abortion rates in the Black community, because we've been targeted. And then in addition to that, there's a lack of education. There's a lack of knowledge. We're not hearing about it as much. Like I said, as a Black young woman, I'd never heard a sermon. I had never heard a message at home about abortion. And so because of that, we have really devastatingly high abortion rates. But we're working to change that. We are working to decrease those numbers.
Christina Bennett, you are an inspiration to women, inspiration to African Americans, an inspiration to people of your generation, and an inspiration as an American, frankly. And
I just love
to sit back and listen to the two of you continue talking about this. You're both amazing. And I just want to reiterate, Christina Bennett's doing such great work with Live Action News and with her social media platform. We have so much hope and so much pride in your generation that you're able to communicate these messages and utilize the tools that you have at your disposal to reach a wider audience. And you're doing that. And thank God for it. Please don't be a stranger. We want to have you back.
Oh, I'd love to. Anytime.
Thank you so much. And enjoy the march today. Get on the plane now. Get
yes.
down here.
Yes, yes, right. Yes. I'm headed to the airport. Thank you. God bless you guys. Have a good day.
You too.
7:15. I'm just grinning from ear to ear, mostly because I got to just sit back and listen to you two do it. This is great. My favorite.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit. And you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.